Couple of things we want to talk about there. You heard the Governor Pritzker just address the state about the new restrictions that are in place, tier three for the entire state, rolling back all kinds of things in terms of including closing museums and closing certain other types of businesses. What did he say? Casinos would be closed, gyms would scale back, retail would scale back. Lots of new restrictions to impose. Basically said, if you don't need to go out, don't do it. But there were some deeply personal moments there I want to get to, and some things that might have been confusing to you if you haven't been following the news that closely. Governor Pritzker, before the question and answer period, was asked about his plans for Thanksgiving. At a prior news conference yesterday, he was asked about that. He says, now I will address them. He seemed upset that he was asked about it. He said, my high school age children deserve privacy. They have a reasonable expectation that their lives should be private, and that we shouldn't be asked about that kind of thing. I know that we talked to Marianne Ahern, NBC5's Marianne Ahern, earlier in the show. I did not hear that in the questioning myself. I heard they were asking about his plans, not his kids' plans, but his plans for the holiday. Marianne Ahern said, when she was on the show earlier with us, she said that his people had approached him and sort of tried to make her feel guilty for asking these questions. She reiterated that she had asked only about his plans. It was not about his kids' plans. Now, then he made this other, he talked about something else that might have caught you the way it did me, because I didn't know anything much about this, that his, there was some sort of a bounty being offered for his, to harass his children. And he called out an attorney who was behind this. I believe Thomas DeVore is the attorney he was referencing, but I want to ask you what it is you make of this and what it is your, if any involvement you have with it. So Thomas, thanks for calling into the show. A little bit of a shock to hear that mentioned in the news conference. I don't know if you heard it or you were shocked too.
No, I don't listen to his press conferences, but I know what he's talking about. And it's the governor completely mischaracterizing what it is, because he's being asked questions about his plans. Because what the governor would likely do if this issue is not addressed is he's going to create all these restrictions on the people of the state of Illinois. You know, he's talked about virtual Thanksgiving and staying at home and not enjoying Thanksgiving for all of us. And then he will fly off and jet off to Wisconsin or Florida, and he will do what he's telling all of us we can't do. So in that vein, there's no bounty. I offered journalists, if they can get pictures of the governor, not of his children. Are you kidding me? I have children too. But if the governor is out and he is engaged in Thanksgiving celebration with friends or family in violation of his own request of us, that I would pay for those pictures. I absolutely did that. Him calling that a bounty is ridiculous.
I think it was a stretch. I saw your tweet, or the tweet that was repeated in Capital Facts.
That's exactly what it was.
I have it here in front of me. I will pay $1,000 to the first journalist who provides me footage of Governor Pritzker out celebrating Thanksgiving with friends and family. Spread the word far and wide for this mission, Operation Thanksgiving Tyrant Trek. So you were asking for pictures of him because, what, you doubted that he was really going to be abiding by his own laws or rules?
That's exactly right, and it's nothing new. There's just an article came out of California today with elected officials doing the same thing. I mean, that concept of elected officials being hypocrites is not something I created. It's been around for centuries, and so I'm merely in a position now to where I'm frustrated with this double standard. I mean, this double standard of Governor Pritzker is not new. He did it back when we had the first lockdown. He was, you know, skating off to different parts of the country, and he gets frustrated about that. But, you know, the people have a right to know if our own elected officials are not following this advice. And so you've read what I wrote. It was not inappropriate. I was certainly not suggesting anything towards that man's children. I have children, too. And I would never do that, and I believe you see it for what it is. But
hey,
he's just trying to deflect.
Thomas, we just have a few seconds here, but there's something else he mentioned there that was quite a bombshell I did not know about. This photo circulating on social media last week, claiming to be a picture of his daughter, his high school age daughter, eating outside at Chicago Cut with a lot of friends at a table there. It was covered, I guess it's gone from social media, but I was able to find the cached version of it in some news articles. He says that's not his daughter, but it has led to threats and harassment against her. Were you aware of this? Were you connected to that thing at all? Or tell us what you know about it.
I was absolutely not connected to any of that. I would never post a picture of any elected official's child doing anything under any circumstance. I did see the picture. And to the extent that young lady had to deal with that, that's unfortunate, whether it was her or not her. But I can assure you with 100% certainty, it had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I wonder who was behind it. It seemed like a pretty, it didn't seem to single out any one person. It looked like a bunch of high school students dining outside at...
I saw the picture, yeah. But again, I had nothing to do with that.
Again,
I would never post a picture of a child.
Are you happy that the governor has come out and said, you know, hey, I'm going to stay at home? Is that...
I agree, and I told, you know, I also posted a Facebook post that said, you know what, if Governor Pritzker will stay at home in the state of Illinois with his immediate family, which is, of course, what he's asking us to do, if he's going to give the people assurances that he'll do that, I'll do it too. And because, you know what, if the governor wants to do that, I'll follow along with him. But I don't want our governor or any other governor trying to force restrictions on people. And then, again, because they have significant resources, you know, skating off to Florida or to Wisconsin. So I hope he does stay home. I will give him my accolades if he does that.
Yeah, politically, I think it does seem like the right thing to do. If you're going to be telling people to act in one way, you should do that too. And I think that's what reporters were asking him about, including Marianne Ahern, who was on the show earlier. She was concerned that his plans would be different than what he was suggesting for others, and she never mentioned the family. I empathize with him if his daughter is actually getting harassed over something like that. That's wrong.
That's unfortunate. That's absolutely wrong. I would never condone anything like that. And again, my request of pictures of the governor enjoying Thanksgiving, not of any child or family member. Again, that, you know, anybody ever asked me that question, that is always off bounds for even the governor, who I disagree with. His children are not a part of this and should be left alone.
I'm glad to hear that. And thank you for calling in, okay, Thomas?
You're welcome. Thank you.
Clearing that up a little bit. Thomas DeVore there. He's the attorney the governor was referencing in his news conference there when he talked about bounties on his family for harassing them. He says it was really more about just getting the governor himself any video celebrating Thanksgiving plans.